This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
President Biden met today at the White House with members of the George Floyd family on the one-year mark of his death. ABC's Karen Travers has more in Washington with details on the meeting.
After meeting with President Biden and Vice President Harris, members of George Floyd's family spoke to reporters at the White House. Floyd's brother, Philonis.
It was great. He's a genuine guy. They always speak from the heart. And it's a pleasure just to be able to have the chance to meet with him when we have that opportunity, too.
The president's developed a relationship with the Floyd family. White House officials say he's been struck by their courage and grace during this difficult year and wanted to check in on them, in particular, Floyd's young daughter, Gianna. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Closer to home, a man is in the hospital after being shot by an El Paso County Sheriff deputy. It's a story we brought you yesterday. It happened at Fountain Park. More from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
The sheriff's office says the man was a suspect in an auto theft case and ran off from a Fountain police officer who was approaching him. The man swam across Fountain Creek and eventually wound up at Willow Springs Pond yesterday afternoon. The sheriff's office did not say why the deputy opened fire on the man, saying that more details will be released by the Colorado Springs Police Department, which is handling the shooting investigation. Bart Bedsole, KRDO News Radio.
An Idaho couple has now been indicted on murder charges in a high-profile case that involves doomsday religious beliefs. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Lori Vallow Daybell and her husband Chad Daybell have each been indicted now by a grand jury in Idaho on charges of conspiracy, murder, and grand theft in connection with the murders of Lori Daybell's two youngest children. Chad Daybell is also charged with killing his late wife just before marrying Lori. The indictment says a couple endorsed specific religious beliefs to justify or encourage killing the two children. The kids were missing for months. In 2019, their bodies were found buried on Chad Daybell's property. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Cameras will not be allowed in the courtroom for the upcoming status hearing of accused killer Barry Morphew. Morphew suspected in the death of his missing wife, Suzanne, who disappeared over a year and a half ago when she went out on a bike ride near their Chaffee County home. The judge issued the order banning media cameras for Thursday's hearing. Morphew is also accused of tampering with a body, tampering with evidence, possessing illegal short rifle, and trying to influence eight public servants, including investigators. Colorado Springs Utilities beginning a long-term project. The company will spend about 2 years installing smart meters in place of the current electric meters, natural gas, and water meters. The meters will give customers more information about their usage, which could help them save money. It will also help CSU find out about leaks, safety hazards, and maintenance needs a little bit more quickly. And lightning is being blamed for a grass fire that burned almost an acre of land near the Broadmoor Resort yesterday. Crews from the Colorado Springs Fire Department and the U.S. Forest Service worked together to stop that fire yesterday afternoon. Thankfully, the wind and the weather conditions were favorable for not very much spread. The Forest Department crews remained on the seat at site of Cheyenne Mountain until after sundown last night. They plan to continue monitoring that spot throughout the day today, and no structures were threatened. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife, check this out. They're looking for a sub-adult bear today, and it wandered into a trouble spot for bears. That trouble spot? The plains south of Lyman. The bear was spotted near Elbert County Road 90, as well as near Lincoln County Road 3A, that's west of Highway 71. It's in a dry rural area that's not friendly to those mountain-dwelling creatures. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesman Bill Vergen says the hunt will continue. They'll relocate the bear when they find it.
Have a beautiful sunset this evening. Temperatures will be dropping into the 40s and 50s overnight tonight, partly to mostly clear skies. We'll wake up with some sunshine on Wednesday. Highs will be in the 70s to near 80 degrees across the Pikes Peak region. Some areas will approach 90 degrees across the eastern plains. Gusty west winds will be with us through the afternoon hours. That will trigger some cloud cover for us across the I-25 corridor. So expect more clouds and sunshine on Wednesday, but mostly dry conditions continue. And then we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, but very isolated and brief into those afternoon hours. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.